In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We can call this week, the third week after the resurrection, the week of the Samaritan woman. And it is too hard today to speak about anything except this event, the meeting of the Lord Jesus Christ with this woman, Samaritan woman. The Samaritan woman, although she was not a Jew, and although she was not righteous according to human mind, but in fact she became a unique model for the servant of the Lord, or for those who want to preach and to witness to Jesus Christ. As I said in the sermon, in the liturgy, we never heard about any of the apostles or the disciples who preached in just a couple of minutes, we don't know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour. And she had the influence over all the people there and attracted all of them to come and to enter in dialogue with the Lord and to enjoy the redeeming work. Now I hope that God grant every one of us to imitate this lady. What about how she became a witness of Jesus Christ? At first, this lady entered in dialogue with the Lord Jesus Christ. Surely she started with a dialogue in a very material and human way, but as she put her life in the hands of the Lord, at the end she became a witness or a unique witness to Him. Sometimes we feel that we are not worthy to serve the Lord, or it is too hard for us to witness to Him. We are in need to enter in dialogue with Him. This is very important. Not just to memorize some verses from the Bible, to learn hymns, to learn some, if we can say, theology or Bible study and so on. We are in need of personal dialogue with the Lord. Can you imagine here in the United States, the government appointed an Indian person who has no American citizen to be ambassador of the United States? Can it happen? And can you imagine the United States government said, oh, we chose this person, he came from India, from Egypt, from any country, and he had no knowledge about the United States, and he had no American experience, and his citizenship is not American, and the government said, we appointed him as ambassador of us in India or in any other country. Can it happen? No. We are the ambassadors of heaven. We can imagine that we witness to heaven while we haven't the citizenship of heaven. For example, Saint Paul, when he spoke about himself, he spoke as a person who has a heavenly citizen. And he said that he had the experience of heaven. Therefore, it was very easy for him to attract many people to the heavenly life. We sometimes feel that we have no effect on those whom we serve. We just speak with them in human logic, human philosophy, human wisdom, and so on. I can't present heaven to them unless I myself have the experience of heaven. Therefore, the first condition to be a successful servant of the Lord or successful witness to the Lord or preacher is to have the heavenly citizenship. I feel I am not from this world. I am from above. I am not belonging to any country here, I am belonging to heaven, my eternal country. My language is not just English, Arabic, Spanish, what is it? But my language is the language of the ages, the language of love. My experience is a heavenly experience. I remember when I served in Los Angeles, and before I left Los Angeles, the Board of Deacons, perhaps it was the first time to gather together, because all the church at that time was the Board of Deacons. All of love each other, all were working together, and I felt I was in a community of love. When they gathered to send a letter to the Pope and to ask him to send a priest, one of them said, "We have to write that we are in need of a person who can speak English fluently." Then Dr. Fahmi, I don't remember the first name, Fahmi Atal, who passed the El Manche, the first person in the world who swimming from France to England. He said, "No, we have to write to him. We are in need of a priest who can speak of the language, of the spiritual language fluently." And he said these words, "When the person speaks by spirit, he can penetrate into the hearts of others, even if he hasn't the human language. And we are in need not just to speak fluently in English or in French or in Arabic, whatever, but at first, we have to speak in spirit. And through this language, we can penetrate into the hearts and into the minds and all the energies of our those who attend or hear us. If we want to serve our brethren, at first, we have to be in close contact with God, the Heavenly One, and we feel we belong to Him, and we present Him practically, not by words, our stories, or logic, but by our life itself. When Amba Abraham, of Bishop of Fayum and Giza, somebody came to him and said he didn't accept Sayyidina. He always asked them to say Father. They said to him, "Father Bishop, I don't understand this verse of the Bible." Then he said to him, "Okay, I come with me to explain to you the verse." He took him into a room. He expected that he will enter into a library, he will open some books and speak with him and try to search for the commentary on this verse. He took him to a room and he found the room totally empty. And then he started to pray and said, "God, can you illuminate his mind and reveal the meaning of this verse to him?" And suddenly this person said, "Father, I understand the verse." Amba Abraham trusted God, and he believed that there is no other way to enter in the hearts of men and their minds except by being in close contact with the Heavenly One, with Christ Himself. This is the first condition if we want to be successful in our self. The second thing, which is very, very important also. If a person came and said, "Father, I know a person, he want to serve in Sunday school." Then I asked him, "What about this person?" He said, "Oh, he married once, twice, third, fourth, fifth, and now he is living with a legal lady." Can you imagine the priest will accept that? I think even if he is appointed as a member of the Board of Deacons, he would say, "How is it? How can I accept a person who married 5 times and then he is living with a person illegal marriage?" This lady married 5 persons. One perhaps happened a divorce or a person had died, and we don't know. But one, then second, third, until the fifth. And the person whom she lived with was not her husband. What does it mean? What about her behavior?
Adultery.
Adultery. Surely. Insan zani. Who can accept a person like that? Can you accept that? Who preached like the Samaritan woman? Nobody. This is very important. We sometimes condemn others. This person, his past was bad. This was adulterous, as he said. This person committed crime, and so on. We trust in God who changes our life from sin to righteousness, and from earthly life to heavenly life. Her past was not, didn't prevent her from preaching, because she was not looking to the past, to her sins. She was looking to her Savior. Many times we came and said, oh, I am unworthy to serve or to minister. Why? Because I have a very shameful past. Or because I am, in fact, very weak before sin. This lady didn't focus her eyes on her sins or her past life. She focused our eyes on whom? On the Lord Jesus Christ. When we focus our eyes on the Lord, surely we will pass from earth to heaven. And we can attract many persons to Christ. Always I remember this story. Once there was a student, she was a student in a school of medicine or medical, and this student was truly full of love, and she loved the Lord Jesus Christ. She used to come and say, Abuna, I can't serve, although she was taking care of high school. And she felt that she was in failure. And suddenly, one of the women came and she repented, and she was very warm in her repentance. I asked her, why you repent in this way? She said, look to this person, the little lady. I saw her while she was praying yesterday in the vesper. I couldn't sleep all the night. She changed the life of this lady just while she was praying. And they didn't know each other. You can serve God. Not only by words, but also by prayers and your conduct. We do not focus our eyes on our weakness. We focus our eyes on the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ. Saint Paul said that for him, the cross of Christ is what? Is the strength of God for salvation. He discovered that he was very, very strong, not by his experience, his education, his background, and so on. No, he was very strong in Christ. While he was very weak by himself, in Christ he was very strong. I remember Father Bishoy Kamel used to say these words, don't look to yourself and don't be in trouble when you see somebody attacking faith. Be very strong and believe in God that He is working, not you is working. It is not my service, it is the service of Christ Himself. We are working in Him, and by Him, and with Him, as St. Paul used to say. We are working with the Lord, we are working while we are hidden in Him, we are working by Him because He supports us. Then we have to trust in Christ. Don't say, I am a young person, I have no experience, I am a sinner, I can't even take care of my salvation, how can I take care of the salvation of others? No. It is not my service. It is the service of God Himself. Then the first point, we have to attain the experience of the fellowship with Christ, to enter in dialogue with Him, to have the experience of the heavenly life in Him, and so on. Second point, we have to focus our eyes on Christ Himself. He is our strength. He is our success. He is working within us and through us. Also, when we look to the Samaritan woman, we see her that she was interested. She was interested in her salvation. Truly, she started by material things, but when the Lord Jesus Christ focused her eyes on her life, then she started to ask for her salvation. Not only for her salvation, but she was also interested in others. When Saint Peter was with the Lord Jesus Christ, while the Lord was transfigurated on the mountain of Tabor, he said, "Oh, we want to be here for good." Saint Peter, the disciple, one of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he discovered the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, "I want to be with you." When the Samaritan woman discovered the personality of the Lord Jesus Christ, he even didn't ask for a permission. She left everything and went to preach. "Come and see. I found the person whom I am looking for a long time." In fact, it is a marvelous person. I believe she was very eager for the salvation of others. Therefore, she was successful. Also, when she went to the city and spoke with the people about Jesus Christ, she was not in shame to say to them, "I found the one who said to me, whatever I have done, what you done, what you have done. I was a sinner. I lived in a very bad way. I commit adultery. This is what I have done. But I found the person who knows my inner man, who knows my inner feeling, who had the power to change my thoughts and my mind and my heart." And she attracted them when she was not shameful to speak about her bad life. I hope that every one of us had the same experience of the Samaritan woman to witness to Jesus Christ. كم واحد فينا زي the Samaritan woman? How many of us like her? نفسنا كده, we hope we start today to imitate her. And we not look to ourselves, we look to the Lord, who is eager to enter in dialogue with us, and He wants to change us into heavenly beings. Glory be to God. Amen.